This is Lowell Moore, counselor with Florida Virtual School, and today I am at the machine manufacturing plant of Jet Machine and Design in Sanford, Florida. Here, they make parts for all kinds of things, including parts for machines that make other products that we all need and use. We have with us today the owner of Jet Machine and Design, Drew Helson, who is going to talk with us about how he got started in engineering and manufacturing.
My name is Drew Helson. I'm a mechanical engineer by education. I own Jet Machine and Design here in Sanford, Florida. I have a partner in it also. And we make machine parts for medical applications, defense, aircraft, commercial, industrial. We're pretty much a high-tech machine shop. It's computer-controlled machining centers, as well as the old-school manual equipment, you know, that you see in a lot of the documentaries about machine parts being made in World War II, you know, the lines of mills and lathes all lined up. I didn't start out early on thinking I was going to end up in this kind of a position. Actually, in the beginning, my dad was a civil engineer, and I just really couldn't see myself working underneath the fluorescent lights in an office every day. Kind of thought I wanted to be outside doing things, but it's funny how things kind of have a way of heading in a direction that tends to work better with what your interests are, really. In high school, when people ask you what you want to do or what you're going to do, it's kind of hard for anybody to really say exactly, because, you know, at 18 years old, 17 years old, how are you supposed to know what you want to do for the next 30 or 40 years as far as a career goes? I started out, actually went to an electronics vocational school for 2 years and worked on a Air Force base as an electronic technician. But one thing I did learn from that is that the engineers, the guys that had the 4 and 5 year degrees, were the ones that were really doing the interesting stuff, and they're actually getting paid better to do it. So I went back to school, got my mechanical engineering degree, and combined the two and got into more of machine design, a lot of projects, both commercial in nature, medical, and as well as defense, a lot of Navy type work, submarine stuff. And it's funny how, you know, I finally ended up in this position here with a machine shop. It's kind of a light manufacturing operation, making a lot of the machine parts out of metals and plastics and stuff that are used out there in industry. I'll hand the mic back to you for a second here, though.
Like, when you were in high school, were you kind of the typical math, science, nerd type of guy?
Absolutely not. you know, one thing I learned in engineering school is that, you know, you either get through the engineering slash sciences either because you really, really understand the math well, or you've got a feel for it. And I didn't really... I can't say that I was a math whiz. I had to learn it. You end up having to learn that, and you force yourself to learn. You know, if you really develop some decent study habits in high school, it'll make it so much easier in college. But I had to force myself to learn some better study habits than I'd picked up in high school, and to learn the math. But what got me through engineering was the feel for it. When I was probably in my early teens, I think my mom probably noticed this, is that I really enjoy taking things apart. And a lot of kids out there, if they enjoy taking things apart with tools, with their hands, seeing what makes them tick, seeing what's inside, even if it's as simple as a toaster or a TV, but they need to be careful with the TV, but a lawnmower or other types of machines or mechanisms, if you enjoy taking them apart and just looking at the pieces and how they fit together, and kind of get a thrill out of seeing how something goes together and works, then you might enjoy engineering. And that's kind of what led me along that path. It led to, you know, playing with bicycles, taking them apart, lawnmowers, then before you know it, it was motorcycles and then hot rods. I was pretty much a motorhead all through high school, but it gave me a kind of a foundation of understanding machines and having a feel for them and working on them. And then I also worked for a plumbing shop as a mechanic for a while, helping out. And, you know, and early on I'm just a mechanic's helper, kind of a gopher, but you, that's how you learn. You know, you start at the bottom, and people are always willing to help you learn, you know, if you're willing to learn. You got to have that interest, and people can pick up on that. When you're genuinely interested in something, other people that are doing that as a career, they admire that, and they will help you learn, and they take some enjoyment in it. So, you know, the whole hot rod thing in high school, kind of building engines and playing with cars and mechanisms, kind of led to eventually to mechanical engineering. Although the reason I ended up going to electronics school at first is because I just had this vision that engineers were all geeks and they were stuck in offices under fluorescent lights 24 hours a day or however long they worked there, kind of like hamsters caught in a cubicle farm. And that's really not what it is. There are some people that will get through engineering school very easily because they know the math, and the math comes easily to them. However, if they pick up some of the practical side, it will make their career much easier on them. You need to know the math, but you've got to develop a feel for playing with machines and mechanisms and metals and plastics, materials, and how things happen. You know, if a lot of these people are watching Discovery Channel, Learning Channel, History Channel, and you see some of this, how it's made, that's all manufacturing engineering, and all that stuff had to be designed, not only the products, but the machines that make those things. Somebody had to sit down and think about, you know, what the objective was, what the need is, then design a machine that'll fill that need, and then figure out how to make it. And it, you know, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, and there is a real satisfaction with that creative spirit when you design something and then you help make it and build it, there's this real satisfaction at the end of the project. And as hectic as sometimes engineering can be, that sense of creation, you'll hear a lot of design engineers talk about that. That sense of creation and creativity is real, is really neat. I see here somebody says, did you ever put the machines back together? Well, you know, at first, I tore a lot of things apart, and probably a lot of people out there can understand that, and they didn't go back together. But then I was told at one point that my parents weren't going to buy me any more toys, and I was probably like 13 or something at the time, because I kept tearing them apart and not putting them back together. So I had to start taking them apart very carefully and studying how they came apart so that I could get them back together. And I think that's just part of learning the practical side of machines, is studying them as you take them apart, how things interface, what works to what links to what. It just helps with the practical side of it and developing that feel.
If you would like more information on careers in manufacturing, go to facts.org, that is facts.org. Click on high school or middle school and then click the tabs under the Explore Careers heading. Also, check out the Florida Virtual School Hub Student Advisement Center to listen to other professionals talk about their occupations. We hope you will join us again as Florida Virtual School explores the world of careers.